Hey gang, welcome to the show.
Welcome to National Bugle Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. That is RBN. That is republicbroadcasting.org. And I always say it because I always mean it. Click on the donate button and send shekels or any other denomination. But shekels is relevant today because in just you're joined by Mark Dankoff, and we're going to be talking about what's been going on in Israel, what's been going on in Gaza. We'll also be talking about what's been going on the Mexican border. And also, after you've done giving shekels to RBN, you can go to the Kosher-tified, the kosherquestion.com, kosherquestion.com, or we link to it from National Bugle, which you should go to nationalbugle.com, too, and look at the articles. And when you're done looking at the articles, a lot of great articles that Mark Dankoff posts, after you're done looking at the articles, download the app, the Kosher-tified app. Mark, how are you doing today?
Good, sir. I'm going to make some brief recommendations on some news stories that are already up at National Bugle Radio, emphasizing two in particular because they lead into something that I know you want to discuss today, which is Gaza and which is the caravan.
Right. These are two big issues. And, of course, there's another big issue, which is Ron Unce's most recent article on Harvard, but I talked about that at great length yesterday, and Dr. Duke has talked about it for the past 3 days on his show.
That's one of my top six. I was just going to mention that top six, so we're of like mind.
So it's there, but there are other things, and potentially really explosive, but there's some other things that we're going to get to first, and we'll see. Wow. So with Gaza and Israel, where do we go first? The renewed, what is it? I would say 2.0, but it's probably like 22.0 orgy of violence against Gaza by the Israelis. Do you look at that first, or the resignation of Defense Minister Lieberman in protest of not being brutal enough?
Well, yes, I think all of that dovetails. Let me mention just on the air briefly the top six that I had listed for our National Bugle site today, and then we'll go back to the first one and launch it into Gaza and Lieberman and so forth and so on. For me, one story today, which I posted at National Bugle Radio because it dovetails with what you want to speak about where Gaza is concerned, is Phil Giraldi's piece for the UNS Review entitled "Israel Wins the 2018 Election." Why is that so important? This is an incredible article, folks. When you read this article, it's a terrific overview of the fifth column operating in this country, known as the Israeli lobby, which dovetails and links to the Israeli intelligence community and the Anti-Defamation Bnei B'rith and the Southern Poverty Law Center. And the long and the short of it is, the United States continues to support Israel's murderous policies in Gaza, as well as what they've already been doing to Palestine since 1948. The United States is going to be dragged into a larger war, it would appear, on Israel's behalf with the Iranians, a nation that we need not go to war with, that we could have a very fine relationship with, were this fifth column not dragging us around by the nose. So take a look at Phil Giraldi, please, and we're going to discuss what's in that article just briefly in a moment, dovetailing it with the Gaza situation and the renewed violence there and the Lieberman resignation. That one, again, is Phil Giraldi, Israel Wins the 2018 Election. That's from the UNS Review. We've posted it at nationalbugle.com. If you just want to turn to that right now, to the news page, to see what I'm talking about. Dr. Yes. Slattery has already mentioned Ron Unce's piece on racial discrimination at Harvard. That's up at National Bugle. My interview with Jammy Jam newspaper in Iran on the U.S.-Iran standoff was thrown up there just for kicks. Thorsten Heinz's article on sexual violence and the defenseless prey, Freiburg and the dimension of sexual violence at Lou Rockwell, dovetails nicely with this caravan approaching the United States and what that's likely to mean for the American Jacob Hornberger's piece on how American soldiers died for nothing in World War I from the Future of Freedom Foundation is up there at National Bugle. And then David Stockman has a terrific piece at antiwar.com today that's entitled How Woodrow Wilson Ruined Everything. Terrific article that we should all read. But back to the Giraldi piece just briefly and how that in fact connects to the sickening aggression and violence and genocidal murder going on in Gaza that has the fingerprints of American political approval, military logistical support, and certainly American taxpayer economic support all over it.
Wow. What a selection. And I do want to thank you for all the work you're putting into, you know, nationalbugle.com, which is a, what do you call it? An amalgamator? Is that what we call it? An aggregator, aggregator of news stories. And we need a good aggregator that's easy to use. Okay, so what's new about this latest onslaught? You know, you can always say what provoked it, but we know there's a cyclical nature to what goes on. You have in between Gaza and Israel, between Israel and Hamas, you have basically unending Israeli pressure, and you've had a blockade, an economic blockade of this tiny strip that's basically a big city with no suburbs. You know, it's twice the size of Washington, D.C., with twice the population. And I'm talking about Washington, the District of Columbia. I'm not talking about Montgomery County or these neighboring counties. It's just one big urban area fenced in. If a fisherman strays more than two nautical miles off the coast, they get shot, completely fenced in. And you've had an economic blockade of it since, I believe, 2005. The constant incursions into it. And then every now and then the pressure gets so big and somebody in Gaza, whether it's with the approval of the Hamas leadership or not, strikes out at Israel. And then there will be a massive air raid. But this most recent incident did include some rockets from Gaza, a barrage of rockets, the likes of which we haven't seen from Gaza before. Is that correct?
That is correct. And I think to understand, and I think you've already done a great job of summarizing the entire situation and the cyclical in the way in which media, Western media, spins this as Israeli defense against aggressors and against terrorists. It's precisely the other way around. How does this happen? Giraldi, of course, talks about this today with his piece, Israel Wins the 2018 Election. But I'm also going to post, as we talk this morning on RBN here, I'm going to post on the National Bugle Radio site something from Darius Masebi. That's an Iranian name, folks, but he's based in New Zealand. And this is at RT, and it's entitled Mainstream Media on Gaza. Quote, Israelis get killed, but Palestinians merely die, quote unquote. And when you read through this piece, one can see immediately that whether you're talking about Britain or you're talking about the United States or mainstream media mouthpieces in EU countries, this is perpetually the way these explained to the respective publics of these countries. And so this narrative has been spun this way for so long. This is this is another version of the narrative that they've been spinning since 1948 on who the good people are and who the bad guys are, that we have lost any ability, it seems, in the West to understand that this is all about good and evil, and Israel is on the side of and is evil. In terms of their historic thievery in Palestine, what they continue to steal in the way of East Jerusalem and the so-called occupied territories, and then again these genocidal policies in Gaza that have involved overt military action against people who cannot defend themselves adequately against all this modern weaponry that Israel has at its disposal, courtesy of the United States primarily, I might add. But then we get into the economic blockade, into the denial of basic food and medicine and medicinal supplements that need to make it to average people there in Gaza. This is absolutely another version of the despicable policies that both Israel and the United States are supporting when it comes to Saudi Arabia's genocidal war in Yemen against the Houthis. And of course, this is another version of the mass murder and disenfranchisement of Syria going on at the behest of the United States and the Israelis and the Saudis when it comes to a sovereign state of Syria and to an Assad regime that is supported by at least the majority of the Syrian people. The Zionists have decided, of course, and the Sunni Wahhabic extremists that Saudi Arabia is working with have decided that it doesn't matter how many Shia get murdered, get driven out of their country, get wounded, and so forth and so on. They want this territory for their own purposes, and in this particular case, as a launching board for what appears to be the planning for an American-Israeli unprovoked, illegitimate attack, illegal attack on Iran, which will be yet another phase of Zionist military aggression in the interest of the so-called New World Order. That's what this is all about. And so whether we're looking at the mass murder of Gazans, looking at the murder of Syrians, looking at the coming mass murder of Iranians that Netanyahu and company and his neocon pals in Washington and his Sunni Wahhabic pals in Riyadh have planned, we can say that really, as far as American paleoconservatives and anti-war libertarians are concerned, we are Gazans. We are Palestinians. We are Iranians. We are Syrians today. We are Russians today, as these ongoing acts of at least economic aggression against Russia continue, because the same people that are involved in the overt extermination of the lives and the sovereign rights of these respective indigenous peoples are the same people who want to destroy the paleocon and libertarian anti-New World Order right in the United States. So this is the way I try to frame this, so that people listening to this on the Republic Broadcasting Network today and on National Bugle Radio can understand that this is not simply a question of identifying with people that most of us have never seen or met in person, who are having these terrible things done to them and to their families and their communities, but we have a mutual enemy that wants to wipe us out in this country as well, economically, politically, and demographically, which gets into abortion policies, and it gets into things like this caravan that you're going to be discussing very soon.
You know, Dr. Duke has a graphic that he prepared a few years ago, and I think it shows the population, the Palestinian population of Palestine in, say, 1915, being about 95%, and then that same area, 100 years later, it goes to about 20% Palestinian. Well, then side by side with that, he shows the student body of Harvard being about 95% white 100 years ago and going down to 20% white 100 years later. And so, you know, the idea that we are Gazans or we are Palestinians isn't that far-fetched. But here's a question for you, and you can answer this from your point of view or from the point of view of Philip Giraldi's article about Israel winning the 2018 election. When you talk about a coming, you know, preparing for a illegitimate strike against Iran, we know that this has been on the Zionist wish list for, well, decades, really. And you know, George W. Bush, he launched a war against Afghanistan and Iraq. And, you know, we were all kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop with a strike against Iran. It never happened, largely because the Iraq debacle went so poorly. But then, of course, there was pressure on Obama to do something, maybe bomb Iran. And Obama, as weak spined as he was, he did manage to resist that pressure for 8 years. I'll give him a little bit of credit for being sane on that one issue for 8 years. Okay. And we know there are people who are in the Trump administration who would probably be fine with a strike against Iran. My feeling is that this is certainly not something Donald Trump would want to do, but we see that he does get pressured into things. So what do you, or if you want to look at it from Giraldi's perspective, what do you think are the odds of Trump actually going along with a strike on Iran, and what are the forces within his administration or outside the administration, you know, and within Congress that would be pushing and be influential in pushing for this?
Well, that brings us to Philip Giraldi's piece, doesn't it? Israel wins the 2018 election. I might mention as an aside that at National Bugle Radio's news site today, you can also read Paul Pillar's piece on national interest entitled The MEK and the Bankruptcy of U.S. Policy on Iran. That's a critical piece in understanding how the Israeli lobby works, because the MEK is a terrorist organization. They were killing Americans in Pahlavi, Iran, several generations ago. They attempted.
And that's an Iranian, an anti-government Iranian organization, correct?
They are the Mujahideen-e-Khalq, MEK, or People's Holy Warriors in English. This is a quote-unquote Islamic Marxist group, which, of course, that's a contradiction in terms, obviously. But these folks are a quasi-religious cult that borrows more from Marxism than they do from Islam. But they, again, were killing Americans in Pahlavi, Iran, several generations ago. They subsequently were involved in acts of terror against Iranians after the revolution. And the Iranian regime, the Islamic regime, got rid of the MEK, booted them out. Since then, the MEK has tied itself up with the Saddam Hussein's people at the behest of the United States. Subsequently, the MEK has been involved in other American and Israeli-sponsored terrorism, including these assassinations of Iranian nuclear scientists in Tehran. Newsweek has all but confirmed that. Paul Sheldon Foote of Cal State Fullerton, who was stationed in Iran many years ago with the American Embassy, is an expert on the MEK. He and I have done past radio work on these people. The long and the short of it is that whether you're talking about the MEK being mainstreamed in this country now by the Israeli lobby and their compliant sources in American mainstream media, this gets into how and why it is that we continue as a country to support anything it is that the Israeli lobby wants, whether it's their wars in the Middle East, whether it's their domestic concerns and their domestic policy agenda in the United States, which includes supporting abortion on demand, gay marriage in disproportionate numbers, and demographic policies in the way of supporting wholesale illegal immigration, mass migration into the United States, unvetted and unchecked, that will lead to what they have desired to do, not only in the United States, but in the West, great success in the last however many decades. And that is destroying a previously largely white Christian America and replacing it with a compliant New World Order state.
Well, we'll be right back after.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back to the show, National Bugle Radio, on the Republic Broadcasting Network with Patrick Slattery and Mark Dankoff. So, Mark, you know, we've got this recount going on in Florida, and I'm not a lifelong Republican, but I've been rooting for Rick Scott and Ron DeSantis. But Ron DeSantis, I mean, well, I guess he's better than a vehemently anti-white Marxist, but is that saying much? I don't know.
Well, in terms of DeSantis, it's quite fascinating. I've met the guy. He doesn't know this, but I've met him. He was on my nephew's baseball team at Yale. They were both on the team at the same time, playing under John Stuper at that time, who unbeknownst to John Stuper, he won me $500 when I was still doing sports betting in graduate school in Chicago as a young person. And I bet on Stuper to beat Don Sutton in the sixth game of the World Series in 1982, winning for St. Louis against the Milwaukee Brewers. Stuper,
was Don Sutton playing in 1982?
Yeah. Sutton was the starting pitcher for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Okay, I remember him on the Dodgers.
The Dodgers era was his best era, certainly. But okay. Stuper beat Sutton in Game 6 of the 1982 World Series, that led to the St. Louis Cardinals actually going ahead then and winning Game 7. I mentioned that to Mr. Stuper when I met him years later when he was my nephew's baseball coach at Yale, and I was in New Haven for a game there. And lo and behold, our buddy Ron DeSantis was on the team then. Now, so that's a little highlight that has absolutely nothing to do with anything we're talking about here. But you know how I love these human interest angles. But at any rate, Philip Giraldi, and then we'll move on to other issues like the caravan. Philip Giraldi today zeroes in on Ron DeSantis, with this Israel Wins 2018 election piece for the UNS review. And among other things, he describes DeSantis, I think, fairly as an ambitious slime ball, quote unquote. Now, why does Dr. Giraldi say that? This is a very careful man, Philip Giraldi. He's fair. He's articulate. He is a former CIA station chief in a couple of countries. He is the head of the Council for the National Interest. He just doesn't pull things like this out of a hat every 10 seconds. But suffice it to say that when you read through the piece, folks, it will tell you just how controlled Ron DeSantis is by the Israeli lobby, and how these Fox News Republicans, like my 97-year-old mother, just think he's wonderful. And they watch this stuff on Fox, which tells people like my mom nothing about what is really going on with this. And so when my mother, an article like this, she proceeds not to read it because she's just decided that she thinks DeSantis is wonderful. The long and the short of it is he isn't wonderful, folks. He is under the control of a foreign country that is operating as a fifth column in the United States. And this is the problem in both of the major political parties in the United States, which leads us into the stranglehold that Israel has had historically and continues to have over our media, our elections, over our national security establishment, and the American military. And so what are we doing? We're supporting Israel's genocidal murdering policy in Gaza. We're supporting the Saudi Arabians, as Israel is in these despicable murders, mass murders of these Houthis in Yemen. And last but not least, Netanyahu and his neocon pals like John Bolton in this country, in our country, government, Trump's national security advisor, are planning apparently the next phase of what's likely to be an overt military attack on Iran, subsequent to the reimposition, the illegitimate reimposition of warlike sanctions on that country for merely agreeing to and following and obeying the terms of a multilateral treaty on their nuclear program that we were a signatory to and illegitimately and unilaterally pulled out of. So this all dovetails together. Take a look at that Giraldi piece. And let's go on to the caravan, folks, and we'll even bring into play in the caravan discussion.
Before we shift gears, I just want to ask a question. Maybe he knows something about it. I don't know a whole lot about it. But there is a fighter jet called the F-22, I guess the F-22 Raptor or something like that. And I've heard that, you know, there was less than 200 built, and maybe about 20 supposedly went missing. Well, I don't know if you'd say they went missing, but were ruined by the hurricane in Florida, which just seems ridiculous. Or whether it was Florida or one of the neighboring states. And Israel's got a bunch of these. Have you heard anything about this? Has there been some sort of sleight of hand whereby some of these F-22s that were allegedly destroyed by a hurricane have been transferred over to Israel?
I haven't heard anything about that, but it wouldn't surprise me. I wouldn't discount it, because of the many things that they have pulled in this country for many years, including the Kennedy assassination and their theft of nuclear raw materials from the NUMEC plant up in Apollo, Pennsylvania. They've had a great deal of success in the Pollard spy case and all the rest of it.
Okay. We'll be right back.
To the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
And Mark Dankoff, and we were just about to kick off a discussion of this rainbow caravan that's hitting our border.
You know, I thought I had seen everything on this, and then of course AP came out with a story. I believe that I sent it to you and to David, Dr. Slattery, just a day or two ago. But believe it or not, the Associated Press, right, that trusted name in news management, just as of the 12th of November, just what, 3 days ago, spun this piece entitled, "In the Mexico Caravan, LGBTQ Migrants Stick Together for Safety." This is written by some sainted young lady named Sonia Perez D. And I don't know what the D stands for. Maybe she's decided that anonymity will somehow suit her. But this is an AP.
Why do they need to stick together for safety? Because the other caravan people are violent and anti-gay?
Oh, yeah. This is implying that there are people, of course, in the caravan who want to come up here.
So that's just fleeing violence, but they're bringing violence.
Yeah, so my proposal is this. When they get to the American border, they should all be interviewed. Those of you who can't stand the LGBTQ movement, you stand over here. You're going to be in the country and given citizenship in 5 minutes, and the rest of you...
Send them to San Francisco.
Yeah, are going to...
It's a sanctuary city.
People's Republic of San Francisco, which is taking all of you on as a sanctuary city. And, of course, the first group that is being left in, here are your cards. This is not Cook County, Chicago, folks. This is South Texas. You are, in fact, now registered Republicans, okay? If you want to stay in this country, you're going to continue voting that way. And then you folks over here, you definitely can vote either for the Democratic Party, Communist Party, in the People's Republic of San Francisco. But this ensures that we have a totally open immigration policy in the United States, and that we make things even more nasty and more polemical than they've been up to this point. That's my proposal. But you got to see this piece, folks. I will get this on National Bugle Radio's news page as we continue chatting this morning. It's entitled, In Mexico Caravan, LGBTQ Migrants Stick Together for Safety. Now, I have an extremely right-wing friend who's a solid anti-New World Order, anti-Zionist guy living in the Texas Hill Country. He's a retired Navy and NASA pilot. He's on the correct side of virtually every issue, and I wrote him about 2 o'clock in the morning last night when I couldn't sleep, and I assured him that today when we discussed this story on the air, that I would mention name and address where he lives in the Texas Hill Country and indicate that all of these LGBTQ migrants are going to be housed at his place once they get across the border. And I haven't heard from him yet, but it's assuming that he's listening to this, I hope that he's getting a good laugh between friends out of that announcement. I'm confident he knew I wasn't serious last night. If for some reason he was sleepy and thought that I was, he can now be relieved.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you mentioned the LGBTQ, and so they've already arrived, and they climbed up the fence and taunted the National Guard on the other side. And then, but they didn't, they climbed back down on the Mexican side of the border. So apparently they haven't, the last I've seen, they haven't actually entered yet. This whole LGBTQ angle is interesting, especially considering the Ron Unz article, which he did a study in 2012. I've talked about it so much I don't want to go into the details, but it really has the potential of being very, very explosive, because the at Harvard, the anti-white discrimination is just so blatant, and the pro-Jewish favoritism and nepotism is so blatant, so incredibly blatant, and it's got a lot of potential for being explosive because of the ongoing lawsuit that was provoked largely by Unz's original study. It's a lawsuit brought by Asians who feel they've been discriminated against. But, one aspect of this is that, so maybe there's 20% or so of non-Jewish whites at Harvard. So it's hard to exactly pin it down because Hillel is a little bit dishonest in, you know, the university doesn't keep official numbers on Jews. Hillel has been, but lately they've been fudging numbers and makes it a little bit difficult. But there is an article from NBC News earlier this year that was quoting a survey of Harvard and Yale students showing that there are more students at Harvard and Yale who identify as LGBTQ than as conservative. And I thought that these schools were trying to, I mean, the whole rationale between affirmative action was to make their student body representative of the country. Do they really think that there are more LGBTQ people in the country than conservatives? And if so, how do they explain the Trump election?
Well, that's correct, and I think Pat Buchanan would spin it slightly differently in explaining the same phenomenon. He'd tell you, count the number of Jews on the U.S. Supreme Court, and then look at them as a total percentage of people in the American population. How is it that they are that overrepresented just on the Supreme Court alone? I think we all know why that is. And so there you have a situation where whether you're talking about the American judiciary at its highest level, and presumably other levels of the federal court as well, or talking Harvard, it's the same situation the same reasons.
And by the way, every one of those nine members of the Supreme Court either came out of Harvard or Yale Law School.
Exactly, and it even reaches the point where Anthony Kennedy, a quote-unquote Roman Catholic, folks, who was Ronald Reagan's appointee to the Supreme Court, we need to be reminded that he was the deciding vote with his Jewish colleagues on the Supreme Court in enforcing the legalization of gay marriage on all these states in the United States that didn't have it and want it. Now, why is that significant? Anthony Kennedy is on the radio a couple of days ago. I have my 97-year-old mother in the car. We're driving her to a medical appointment, and there is Anthony Kennedy on the radio, and they were playing sections of his lecture on incivility and the lack of moral absolutes and moral judgment and a sense of absolute right and wrong in American society. And the conservative talk show here in San Antonio, KTSA, I don't remember whether it was Trey Ware or Jack Riccardi now, and I like those guys, but they are what they are. They were playing excerpts of this, and it's like, isn't this terrific? You got a Supreme Court justice that's saying there's no civility in this country, there's no dialogue, and first and foremost, here is Anthony Kennedy telling us that we no longer have moral absolutes in the United States. Well, I felt like getting on my cell phone, pulling off of Highway 410, Interstate 410 in San Antonio, calling these guys up and saying, are you aware of the fact, guys, this was the deciding vote in the Obergefell decision that enforced gay marriage on Texas and on a series of other states that did not want it. They didn't mention that. And this, again, is another indication that even in so-called conservative talk radio, in mainstream media, on the 50,000-watt stations and so forth, that there are certain painfully obvious things that even these so-called quote-unquote conservatives don't want to touch with a 10-foot pole. But clearly, when you have more people at Harvard who identify with being LGBTQ than with being involved either with whatever their definition of the conservative movement is or the Republican Party, that tells you that this is symptomatic of the bigger issue here, folks, which is the overwhelming Jewish hijacking both of Harvard and Yale, as well as places like George Washington University in Washington, D.C.,
right.
The University of Chicago, UCal Berkeley, and all the rest of them.
That's right. And I think they do purposely develop a non-Jewish but homosexual contingent of the elite, and it gives them some what would you call it? Whitewashing. You look at CNN, and I remember watching them on election night last week, and there was about 90 minutes went by where every single person on camera was Jewish. You know, Wolf Blitzer and Jake Tapper and Dana Bash, and every single person they showed was Jewish. And then finally, maybe Anderson Cooper. I don't remember who it was who broke that string of Jewish personalities on camera. But you know, they're big non-Jewish people. You think of Anderson Cooper and Don Lemon. Then they have this Jeff Zeleny, and they're gay. The goys are gay, and this has really become. And it's not that every elite goy or every elite white non-Jew is gay, but they're really pushing that. And then when you get back to that survey of Harvard and Yale students, and you know, okay, maybe 18% or 15% are identifying as conservative, but even those, how many of those are Ben Shapiro type super Zionist neocon Jews?
Exactly.
Or how many of them are you know, foreign students from Saudi Arabia who identify as conservative, but they're not us.
Exactly, and this is precisely the nature of the problem, right? So we're going back again to Giraldi's piece in the UNS Review today. Israel wins 2018 election. Ron DeSantis, right, just elected in Florida. Supposedly a staunch conservative, and yet he's absolutely controlled by Israel. Now, why is that significant? You're going to hear a conservative like, quote-unquote, conservative like DeSantis linking Jewish lobby organizations to the homosexual gay marriage LGBTQ agenda in this country, are you? He's not going to talk about the overwhelming disproportionate Jewish financing and support for Planned Parenthood and for the abortion rights movement generally. He's never going to mention that, is he? And he's certainly not going to touch with a 10-foot pole the things he's talking about, legitimate things, things that can be corroborated by Ron Unz and others. Ron Unz is Jewish, by the way, folks, that are corroborated by Ron Unz and others about what is really going on with racial discrimination and religious discrimination in Harvard and Yale and these other institutions, discrimination against people who will not acquiesce to the cultural Marxism that has become rampant in this country because of power. And this, of course, even extends, doesn't it, into the American military with now these military chaplains and all the different branches of the armed forces. How many of these guys are already having to perform gay weddings in military chapels, folks? How many of these guys come from historically conservative Protestant denominations and the Roman Catholic Church and so forth and from the Eastern Orthodox divisions who are having to tiptoe around the overt pro-LGBTQ agenda that has been imposed upon the American military by an executive order by Barack Obama. There has never been a change in the law in terms of the Uniform Code of Military Justice, as far as I know, by the American Congress. This is another example, isn't it, of where, whether it's an illegitimate executive order or an illegitimate Supreme Court ruling that contradicts natural law, common sense, and 200 years of American jurisprudence, it keeps happening because of the disproportionate power of the people who are making it happen. They've been targeting us deliberately. And as I said before, and I think Dr. Philip Giraldi might well agree with this, the people targeting the Palestinians and the Gazans on the occupied so-called West Bank, the people targeting Syrians and the people targeting Iranians and the people who might well be ultimately targeting Vladimir Putin's Russia, mm-hmm. because he and his people are not going along with their New World Order agenda. These are the enemies of constitutional conservatives and anti-New World Order conservatives in the United States, folks. We need to know who our allies really are and who they are not. Our allies are not the Zionist state of Israel or Netanyahu, and our real allies are not people, quote unquote, ersatz conservatives like Ron DeSantis of Florida.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've stated on this show multiple times that I think President Trump and candidate Trump are trying to engage in a bit of divide and conquer of their own. He's been going after the media really strongly, and you know, kicking out the CNN. What's the guy's name? Jim Acosta, kicking him out of the White House.
Yes,
he's been going after that hard, and he's going after immigration. He hasn't had a whole lot of success on immigration, but I think he's really trying. I think the lack of success is due to more to ineptitude or learning on the job than it is insincerity. I think he's sincere on it, and I am hopeful that he's going to start having some success. We'll see. But of course, he's been outspokenly pro-Israel. Well, who hasn't? So really, how much of a change has that been, other than, you know, moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem? Are we really seeing more military support for Israel? I'm not. Maybe somebody can prove that we are. But it, you know, we've had so much support for Israel. So I don't know, and I don't know if that's a good strategy or not. But nobody else has been able to get himself elected as president of the United States and you know, try anything. So, there you go. Ron DeSantis, as governor of Florida, how relevant are his you know, pro-Israel positions, how relevant are they as governor of Florida?
Well, I think they're extremely relevant, and the reason I say that is that DeSantis continues to help reinforce this false image, this demonically false image that conservatives in the United States are inherent pro-Israel. That's asinine. Israel's getting a lot done at the state level, too.
We
can talk about briefly.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
So, okay, we got, you know, in Florida, the governor race was between this socialist or communist Marxist black radical and this super pro-Israel DeSantis. And of course, out in your neck of the woods, you had the wonderful choice between Cruz
and, yes,
and Beto O'Rourke. So what do you do? But
it depends. You either migrate to Russia, or you might consider shooting yourself in the head with your own .38 pistol in your studio. I don't know, but yeah, I mean, seriously, these are the kinds of quandaries that we face, DeSantis or Gillum in Florida, Cruz and Beto here in Texas, and this kind of false dialectic given to us by the two major parties occurs time and time again, folks. These folks really have the fix in. They've done that very effectively.
Yeah, but and I don't think people should lose sight of the fact that here we are in the current year, 2018, and could anybody 4 years ago have imagined that that we would have the types of opportunities that we have now, where we might be building a wall? We haven't yet, but it's high on the agenda. We might be revoking birthright citizenship. All these things are on the agenda, where we've got a president who vocally says he wants to improve relations with Russia. And, you know, do you believe the Russian president or your own security or your own intelligence community? Well, you know,
I believe the Russian president.
and yeah. Trump was, yeah, I mean, Trump said, yeah, well, President Putin made a very strong case. I think we shouldn't lose sight of all of the progress that's been made, or at least, if not the progress, the opportunities that have arisen that we couldn't have dreamed of 4 years ago.
Well, let me put this into perspective with what has become a humorous issue for me at this point. I don't know how many consecutive shows you and I have done for RBN on the National Bugle Radio that you have posted to YouTube that have subsequently been banned within 24 hours in about 41 countries. But folks, we are exposing these people. They're panicking. And as a classic example of this, I put up the complete story on what was really going on Russian social media that even included a link to Alison Weir's video that was the subject of our original discussion, Israel Censorship War. And then I sent that link out to all these international news agencies saying, hey, look, guys, they just proved that what we said on this show is correct. Think about it.
Mm. Well, that's amazing. Thank you so much for coming on and everything that you do for NationalBugle.com and everything that you do outside of NationalBugle.com.
Well, thank you, Dr. Slattery. And if we're not banned tomorrow, I'm really going to be upset. This was a good show.
Okay, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another exciting episode of National Radio.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.